texting him last night. I saw that the lead singer in Mars Volta follows Mogwai.
Oh, boy. There we go.
Fuck yeah.
Yep. You've just eavesdropped in on an incredibly boring conversation. Oh, Jake's drinking a Pepsi. Is that full? Is that a full sugar Pepsi?
No, Diet Pepsi.
Diet Pepsi. Jake used to drink beers. Good morning. Afternoon or evening. Welcome to Klein Alley Showbertime, the bonus podcast that goes with the show. You probably don't listen to this if you don't listen to the radio show, but maybe you do, in which case, welcome. You're going to hear the F word a lot.
Fucking A,
you
may
hear the N word when Allie gets in here. Who knows? Jake's here right now. He was just explaining. He was at that Mogwai show last night. And he said to me in a conversation that I couldn't wait to get out of, which is why we started the podcast, that Mogwai may be one of his top 10 favorite bands. And then I fucking walked into this like a stupid idiot. I go, oh, really? What are your other top 10 bands? And then Jake couldn't wait to start Mars Volta 1, Taya 2 for Radiohead and Tool. Yeah. And then you have seven or eight other bands.
I have, yeah.
Before you would get to Mogwai, a band that most people have never heard of.
Uh-huh.
And they're in your top 10 bands of all time.
They might be. But they might be like 9 or 10.
Allie's here now.
Are you guys going to tell me you were doing this?
Oh, well, we had, Jake's got to go.
Nobody said that this was happening.
I had to go to the bathroom.
Jake, trust me when I say what you've missed, which is Jake talking about his 10 favorite bands, Allie. You'll be so thrilled. You'll be so thrilled you walked in late for this. You know how the Showbertime podcast is. We just do it or don't do it, and we just start it or don't start it, and then eventually we'll put it up, we think. So okay. Jake was in the middle of giving us his top 10 favorite bands list. You want to leave again or you want to sit here for that?
We're at number four.
Oh, my God.
Hot Water Music.
Let me catch you up on the first three. At one, Mars Volta. At two, Radiohead and Tool are tied.
I know. I know all this.
And well, what's number four?
He says this bullshit all the time. It's the Mogwai thing.
No, that's not.
No, Mogwai, he just said it.
It's top 10.
The whole thing started because Jake goes, guess what? Mogwai, I think, is now officially in my top 10 bands. And I go, all right.
And they're followed
breaking
by the lead,
news.
And yeah. They're followed by the lead singer of Mars Volta.
Right. So there's five other bands somewhere between hot yoga or whatever the hell you just said.
Hot Water Music.
I know he loves Spoon.
Spoon's like number eight.
He likes green jello.
They're not in the top 10.
Oh. I bet he likes Guar.
They're not in the top 10.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Iron Maiden?
No.
Are any of the other bands in the top 10 bands that we've heard of? And keep in mind, we do work and have worked for many years at rock radio stations.
Yes.
They are bands we've heard of.
There's a band you've heard of and a band that you interviewed and you fucked it up real bad.
That doesn't.
Weezer?
That doesn't narrow it down even a little bit.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Oh my God. That is one of your top 10 bands? My worst interview ever. Well, no, that's not true. Well, yes, it's one of them. Primus.
Yeah.
Primus is one of
those
favorite
bands. That was before I was...
That was when I was at Lollapalooza and I was having heat stroke. And I interviewed Primus thinking they were a different band altogether.
You did?
Thinking they're another one of my top 10 favorite bands, thinking they were Trail of Dead.
Yeah. I got the schedule got changed on me and I'm thinking to myself the whole time I'm doing the interview, the notes they gave me is for a band, you will know us by the Trail of Our Dead.
No, and you know us by the Trail of Dead.
Whatever it is. I didn't read, and I go, but this, I think this is less from Primus, but I don't know, and I don't want to. So I just started doing the interview as if it was a different band. And then finally,
he goes, do you know who I am?
Oh my God. Really? Well, where is this interview?
I actually think we have to find it. I think I do have it.
It's
on like an antiquated recording device, which I'm sure I can still find. But it got real weird because the first few questions they did answer because they kind of worked for both. Because like this band had just done Letterman. I was like, hey, you guys just did Letterman. And he's like, well, it's been a little bit. But yeah, it was cool. And in my head, I'm like, that's weird. He said it's been a little bit, but maybe they record these things months ago and then they air. I don't know how TV fucking works. And then by like
this is all shit you make fun of me about.
I know, but then by like the third question, Allie, he's like, do you even know who we are? And I was like, hey, you will know us by the Trail of Your Dead. He's like, we're fucking Primus, bro. and then they got up and left.
Really? Oh my God. When did that happen?
Like figure out whatever year both those bands were on Lollapalooza lineup.
Wow.
I don't know when that was, but I think Weezer was there that year too. I mean, this was many, many years ago in Chicago, but it was also 150 degrees and I was hungover as shit from the night before. No excuse, but I mean, excuses, you know.
No excuse to not look up who the band is that you're interviewing.
Well, technically, there was a schedule, and the schedule got switched, and I just, in my head, I was just so like Ron Burgundy'd into the schedule that I couldn't even fathom the fact that all of a sudden Primus would be jumping 20 minutes early. But regardless, so now we've got five of Jake's favorite 10
bands. TV on the Radio is number five.
Oh, boy. Oh, oh, that shirt you wear. These are all. We just got to think about the shirts he wears. Yeah. He wears Poop is my other shirt. Or what's
that's
that
a great band.
What's that shirt?
That's not a bad shirt.
it's not? What's that?
God knew I was too powerful to have regular bowel movements.
Right.
That shirt.
Do you wear that on your first date this week or no?
I should. The next
top
date I go
band
to,
right
I'll,
there.
I'll wear it.
Of the other four bands, we've heard of them?
No, I can't.
No,
I think
we've
might
not
be
heard of
10.
Any of them. Why are we still talking
then,
about them?
I can't think of who's at number 9.
You know, I would like to know, what is in, is there a top 10 list that you have?
No.
Is there a...
Oh, we got packing tape. Great. This is good stuff. Thank you for that.
What the heck? Studio O.
Studio O.
And he was like, what?
Yeah, no, I don't have a list of my favorite bands. I don't think I even have any.
Do you have one favorite?
No, I don't like bands.
But you like Weezer?
You don't like bands.
I like Weezer. I like bands. You know, I think of songs or albums that were big at different times in my life that bring back good, fond memories of times. Weezer was a time, like when the Blue Album came out, and I think I was, you know, in starting high school maybe or something. So it was just there was a fun time. Beginning of high school was a fun time. Well, it can be a fun time. Can be a shitty
so it's just
time.
Just when it reminds you of like experiences.
Yeah, I remember playing that. And
but you wanted to see Fish.
Yeah, but I'm not a fan of Fish. It was I just have a group of friends, different groups of friends. One of my groups of friends that's like, you know, the Grateful Dead, Fish,
oh my God, why is
Goose, Jam Band group of friends, and they always go to that stuff. Allie's having a hard time figuring out how to cut tape right now, which is very funny. We're preparing some stuff for tomorrow's live show while we do this show, and there is a school tour happening down the hall as well. Those are high school kids. It's crazy. Two of those kids have full fucking beards. Man,
yeah, but then some of them look 4.
I know. That's the craziest thing. I was noticing that during March Madness, which really blew my mind. On these teams, you got some of these guys that look old enough to be my father.
I know.
And then other players, I'm like, I think this kid is like 7.
Yeah, I
like
know.
Like zits and like smooth skin. I mean,
it's
you know,
weird
no hair.
Seeing, all the kids at the gym, because when I go at 3, it's all the kids that just got out of school and they're deciding to go to the gym for whatever reason. And it's a mix of like really hot jocks that have really hot girlfriends and they look like they look like they're in their 20s. Like they're super jacked and, you know, they've got like full beards and stuff. I'm like, whoa. And then there's like kids that look like they are 12 and they're like, I gotta get strong to stop the bullying.
No,
you
no.
know, and that it's like those two extremes are at the gym.
Does anyone else think, I've always thought this, that every Major League Baseball player looks like he's 35. Like, I never see any baseball player who looks like he's 20. You
yeah,
know, there
yeah,
are some
no,
who are
that
20
new
and 21.
Japanese pitcher looks like he's 7.
Rarely that's, do I see a guy that looks young.
The guy that cried?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to assume that's racist.
No, that guy looks like a child. Shohei Ohtani doesn't look like that.
No, you're right. Most Jake's right, though. And if you look at old school baseball players, well, that everyone old school.
And he's like 24 and he looks 47.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it all shifted. It's you know what's crazy too is that when
it's all that tobacco they used to do.
The pictures of my dad like holding me when I was a baby, he was in his 20s and he looked like he was 40.
Grizzled, right?
Yeah, dude.
But I think
they,
that was
like, all looked old.
I don't think we realize how good cameras have gotten too. Like I think they're doing us. I used to get mad about how many pixels the camera has because I think
also nobody like moisturized or anything. You know, like nobody did anything to take care of their
bodies. Never moisturized in my life.
Right? No Botox. No moisture. Excuse me, Jesus Christ.
Do you moisturize?
No.
See.
It's funny, Danielle had some, my wife had some cream that was on her dresser.
Oh, really?
She told me don't touch it. She said don't touch this because this is like very nice, whatever, moisturizer, I guess. And
I've never touched your cream, babe.
And I said, why would I touch your degletage, whatever the fuck it was called, some fancy word, French or whatever. And she
unless
explained
this goes
me.
On cake, and, I'm not fucking eating your cream.
And then a few days later, I was like, you know what? I'm going to fucking see what this cream's all about. And I took some of her, fancy cream, and I jerked off with it. And
ew.
I think that it is
what the fuck, dude.
Very expensive, like. Cream.
Why would you jerk off with her fancy cream?
Did you replace it with your own?
No, I didn't. No. That's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, that'd be so funny. You should be putting it on her face.
Oh, no, that's disgusting. This story is it.
How dare you? So anyway, we did have actually something to talk about today. I forget what it is now, but I assume.
Oh, cake is another one of the top 10.
Oh, thank you, Jake.
And cake. Hum. And hum. Cake and hum.
Cake and hum. If you're a band with more than one syllable in your name, Jake does not put you in his top 10 unless you're Mogwai. Congratulations, officially. Welcome to Jake's top 10 bands
I
of all time.
I thought it was one of his weird, stupid characters from Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, that's
no, it's a character
today
from Gremlins.
Oh, that's right.
We should play on the radio tomorrow. Is it a Kentucky Derby horse or one of Jake's favorite bands? You wouldn't be able to figure
oh
it out.
Oh, my God, that's a great game.
All, what was that, Flying Mohawk?
Yeah.
That sounds like a cool band.
Flying Mohawk.
Yeah, there's a lot of those horses sound like things that I could see Jake wearing a shirt in for and being like, yeah, dude, fuck yeah, these guys rock. These guys, you don't know these guys, but the guys in Mars Volta, this is his third cousin, and this was a guitar teacher. He started a side project. Anyway, they're not, music's not even available in America, but fucking
but
great.
It's really cool, and then he just keeps going, even though no one is reacting to anything.
Yeah, that sounds like a good story.
Jake just does it for the story.
I'm interested in this.
Yeah, you ever
band or is it a place he's going to see them?
Okay,
he's
here we go.
He's going to go see Mogwai at the Luxor Cafe.
Oh, yeah, Luxor Cafe. Yeah, it's always like some venue
that no one's ever heard
right
of.
It's not big enough to sell a ton of tickets because the band's not that big.
Tis-tastic.
Yep, that's a Jake band. I'm gonna say Jake band.
They got good merch. Their poster guy's fucking awesome.
Chunk of gold.
Yeah, that's too many words for Jake band.
Let's see. Sandman, Render Judgment.
Oh, that sounds metal.
Definitely sounds like something Jake would have been into.
Yeah.
They got one called Dozer.
I saw Render Judgment. They opened up for AC/DC, but you know, whatever.
Dozer's coming to the Lodge Room, you guys.
See, I'm going to say horse. Is that a horse?
No, Neoquist.
Yeah. See. Good luck. That'll be fun. We'll tell Jake. Actually, I'm going to put in my bet. I got to put in my bet today for the ponies. Ask Jake what three of these horses do you think have the most badass names? I'll put in a bet on those horses for you.
All right, Citizen Bull.
Cool.
Neoquist.
Bit.
Final Gambit.
That's cool.
Rodriguez.
Nope.
American Promise.
Nope.
Admire Daytona.
What the fuck is that? No.
Luxor Cafe.
Nope.
Journalism.
Bit.
Burnham Square.
Cool.
And
Flying Mohawk.
I like it on Jake of Journalism. Bleh, Flying Square.
Cool. Burnham Square.
All right, Burnham Square. I got
Grande, Flying Mohawk, East Avenue, Publisher, Tis-tastic, Render Judgment, Cole Battle.
Tis-tastic sounds like a West
Render
Hollywood
Judgment.
Ball.
Render Judgment and Flying Mohawk are fucking sick.
Are you going to Tis-tastic?
At the
sounds like a Chapel Roan song.
It does.
Sandman, Sovereignty, Chunk of Gold, and Owen Almighty.
Oh, that's a Jake.
And Beza.
Yeah.
All right,
that's an actual Magic the Gathering character, actually.
Beza?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
Oh, that horse is going to be glue so fast. I'm going to take Flying Mohawk. I'll remember that. Flying Mohawk, Burning Square. What was the other one you liked? I forget. I got to put them in a trifecta. If that hits, oh man, Jake, we're going to be eating good that night. Eating good that night, dog.
And Jake will have like three bites.
Yeah, three bites of eating good.
Yeah, you're getting skinny. Even our boss said something yesterday.
Beza, the Bounding Spring.
Oh, thank you.
Right. It is a Magic the Gathering card.
A field of flowers. How cool.
We had Allie. I know that we were going to talk about something in the Showtime that we couldn't talk about on the air for I forget what the reasons were. And we said, oh, we'll save it for Showtime. And now we're sitting here in this room killing time. And I completely forgot what it is that we were going to talk about. But I think it had something to do with discipline action, something legal stuff. Well, next week, I guess the Showtime we'll be doing is from the Piercing Place.
Yeah, we're going to be doing that next Wednesday. So our next Showtime is going to be at the Piercing Place.
And the guy was very nice. We had him on the show, but then he offered after the fact. He said that was so much fun coming on the radio and been listening to you guys and big fan of the show and can't wait to put a hole in Klein's nipple. And I am not looking forward to that. In fact, crazy, I got a text from my kid's pediatrician that was listening to that yesterday.
Oh, shit.
And the pediatrician said, I just heard you on the air saying you're going to pierce your nipple. My professional advice is you should not do that. But if you do that, please use...
Never breastfeed again.
Please use this.
You can never breastfeed again.
They sent me some sort of a thing they want me to go pick up at the pharmacy for healing it or something.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you.
Come on.
But regardless, the guy reached out to us and he said... He's open to the concept of us bringing other listeners by, and he would do something that he wants to call
piercing
solidarity.
Yeah, piercings and solidarity. Do you get a piercing with Klein?
If you want to pierce with me, but it would have to be nipples, I think. Right? I don't want anyone chickening out and doing.
I think it should be all piercings. If you're going to get a random piercing,
I would be okay with anything. Yeah, like a nose, a lip, a tongue, a D head.
I think we should do only D heads.
Only D heads. Only dick heads, peeping our dicks.
Everyone's just around me getting
a penis
pierced.
Get a Prince Albert with Klein.
And I'm sitting there.
You had to be a dick and you had to get your dick pierced.
Well, he was going to wave the piercing fee and just have them pay for the jewelry. So
and
the
then
piercing
fee, he's
going to
donate to charity, to Special Olympics, because we're apparently the biggest funders of the Special Olympics in the history.
Like, now we're the biggest advocates.
I like the Special Olympics. Like, we're okay. We don't need.
I know that we just backed into this.
They're
going to
have the world's fucking best torch next year ever because of this show and all the stupid money we've raised. I think it's a great cause, though, I'm sure. And thank you to everyone who's continued to. I buy that every year. I get that thing in the mail that says, want to move to this mansion? They always show some great fucking mansion in Calabasas or something, or the Hollywood Hills. And they go, if you buy a ticket, your money goes to the Special Olympics, yeah. But also you could get a house. And I feel guilty buying the ticket because I really just want the house.
Right.
And then they go, every year when I get the email that says, sorry, you didn't win the house, but thank you, your $100 went to help the Special Olympics. I'm like,
God damn it.
Let me call the credit card, dispute this charge ASAP, right?
You know, one thing I can't talk about on the live show that I wanted to talk about on Showtime was all the drama at my yoga studio.
Oh, yeah. Is that yoga? That's your fucker student yet?
That's a full episode. I think we may have to do it. We may have to save that for a future episode because I feel like it's so.
I also think I should clear it with Katie before I even talk about it.
It's so in depth. It is wild.
It is crazy. Everyone is fucking everybody. Behind everyone's backs with
like
namaste in the front and ass play in the back. It's Woo! Crazy shit.
Yeah.
Man, I want to start at this place.
I know. Hot yoga makes people, I think it changes something in your brain. And then you see people when they're all sweaty and hot and doing things.
But you see them over and over
exactly.
and over
it's
again.
It's the lead singer of the band effect where you're like, I'm watching you do this and somehow you've become hotter and now I want to fuck you even though I had no intention of doing that. And if I saw them in their regular clothes at a CVS, I'd be like, ugh, get out of here.
Yeah, what do you think that is? That's like it's the fact that they become familiar because you've seen them over and over. So you go, I never would have thought of you like that, but now I think of you like that.
Yeah, and you're seeing somebody use their body in a very intimate way. I mean, they're in all kinds of inverted poses, and they're sweating. And
but
you're
it's
seeing
the familiarity of the person. So you get to know them, and you're like, oh, you. And soon
you're
as
seeing
you,
their visceral movements.
Yeah,
there's no putting on airs.
Well, that could be an entire. I mean, we could do almost two episodes just on the stuff you told me off the air. And every time I want to bring it up, I like, can't do it.
Yeah, because there's some people that listen to the live show because they told our yoga instructor like, oh yeah, Allie's on the radio. I've heard her talk about you before. And so now I don't want anything to get through because there's like legal stuff involved too.
There's
like
legal
the cops
stuff.
Were called at one point.
What?
I know.
Oh, fuck.
That's a tease for a future episode.
Oh,
next
fuck
week,
in the back.
Next week,
I'm going to stay around.
We'll either pierce a nipple or we'll hear more of Jake's favorite bands. We have to wrap up this episode though.
Gee,
because
what will I choose?
We have lots of other stuff to get to. And we will,
one of my first favorite bands is a punk band called Hagfish.
All right, that's it. Come on.
And the guitarist is now in Rise Against. Okay, wee!